Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined by my co-host.
I'm Jenna. Nice to see you guys. Well, I guess just you, really.
I know. We're so excited.
We can see each other this week, and it's nice and clear. We're going to start video. It's a big day for us. Yeah, Amy's a tech genius, turns out.
I did like one little tech thing, and we're not tech people. I sure as hell am not a tech person. And it's like we do see each other every week.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it feels different this time. Maybe because we have lip gloss on.
And I feel like the picture is like more clear. Also, I feel like the last 2 weeks I was in a mood. I was PMSing, guys.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. I just wasn't feeling it either. We're probably behind a week. But the whole goal of us being behind is we're trying to get our shit together for 2024 so that we can bring y'all a better experience. We're trying to get more clips out to you all, more listener engagement, get with the times, and figure out how to actually do a podcast. And all of our guests and all of our listeners know that tech has been our struggle from day one. Yeah. So thank you all for being here from our day ones and just kind of following along with us. We might figure it out this year.
Yeah, I think so. We also have like someone else that's going to help us a little bit with social media. So just kind of a rebrand and I guess like really trying to focus on taking it to the next level. I like this little mug you have.
Oh, thanks. Shout out, Dan. This is my mug from our trip to the Amalfi Coast. We were like, we should buy ourselves a present. And this is
perfect.
This $5 mug.
Is that lemons?
It's lemons. It is. Yeah. It's lemons.
And perfect.
Yeah. So we have so much to chat about, but what the heck is going on? I know I ask you every week what you do for your weekend, and you're like, I worked. Yeah. I'm going to assume that you worked.
I did go to a show on Friday night, and so my friend came up from LA, and that was fun. Had a little girls' night. It was super fun, and then I got right back to the grind. Saturday night at work was... I mean, like I said, I was PMSing, but I was really like, I hate these people. it was kind of rough, but I think maybe I was being dramatic. Were you in Florida? You were in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I did a quick trip. It's so funny. I like kind of crashed my friend's family vacation, which is totally fine. It's like, you know, one of my bestest friends, and she invited me. I just want to say that she invited me.
So you didn't crash it?
No.
Did
and it was
go?
Like the no. It was just me.
Oh.
Just me.
I went by myself. Sure
no. I just went and it was actually really we went to St. Pete. Her sister lives in St. Pete, and so we went there on Friday morning. So I had to be in Pittsburgh for work, and so I flew directly from Pittsburgh Thursday to St. Pete. I didn't even get in there until like 1, and then woke up and they got a place like, you know, that had the walk-on steps to the beach. And so woke up, walked to the beach. They have a daughter who's 2. And so like, we just walked to the beach and she always makes me like re-warm up to her. And it's so, not my friend, her daughter. It's so annoying.
Important clarification.
Cause I like had to re-warm up to her. And if you know anything about me, it's like, I need attention and I need you to like me. So it was fine though. By the end of the first night, she fell asleep on me and like tried to put her little arm around my big old waist, trying to get around me.
How cute.
And she like snuggled with me to fall asleep on the couch. And then I took her like there was a band that was playing at the restaurant we went to. And I took her to dance in front of the band. So then the second night we went to a restaurant that had music and she just like handed me her hand like I'm supposed to take her to go dance in front of the band. And I was like, okay, if this is what we're doing, like, I'm the one. This is the Aunt Amy that, like, this is what I'm here for.
I'm just not.
No?
I had a whole nightmare about being pregnant recently. I ruined my entire Monday, as you know. I was, like, pretty much in tears when I was texting you. I mean, I think it was probably deeper than just the dream, but children are just not my vibe. I don't, not for me.
I have to be clear. I had to be clear, like, my own children, like children of my own are not for me. But
totally.
My best friend's kids, like, yeah. I have to be the aunt.
Maybe because I'm so far from any, like, child that I'm just like, oh, I don't even know what that's like.
Oh, my God. Like, getting the knock on the door the next morning. Like,
oh,
with
no.
a little voice, like, knocking no. on my door, handing me my hair clip. Oh, and then, God. Like, putting her little hand out to me to tell me that we're going to go dance on the dance floor. Like, hell yeah. And then my other friend's kids call me Aunt Tootsie because that's the name we call each other is like a yeah. joke. Like, I'm such a sucker. I'm such a sucker. Nice. I spent $60 on my friend's daughter's Girl Scout cookies because I was like, I got to be that aunt. I got to be that aunt.
Oh my God, talking about some disposable income.
Meek's like, you really don't got to do that. I'm like, I have to. But it actually...
$60, that's got to get you, what, a truckload of Girl Scout cookies?
They're $6 a box.
Oh my God, inflation even hit the Girl Scouts.
And for the record, I did not get them sent to my house. I got them shipped to my parents' house and to Meek's work. I was just doing it to be supportive. She has to sell like 500 boxes. That's insane.
I better hit the ground. I want some Girl Scout cookies. What I love is...
I can get them shipped to you.
Well, they have, so like... The weather. I bet you can. She's like, I got a girl.
I got a girl.
We do, yeah. Domestic shipping. But there's at Dolores Park, which I'm sure you know of, because you've been there, right?
Have
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like definitely like you can get anything there. You can get your mushrooms. You can get your molly. You can get your pre-rolls. You can get whatever you want there. What I love is when I see the Girl Scout cookie, like this girl rolls up with her wagon, and I'm like, this girl is a business guru. Like, she hit the right place. She's like, there's a bunch of stoners in this park that want some cookies, and they want to spend the money. I swear she cleared out that wagon in, like, seconds. Seconds.
That is the smartest business decision I've ever heard.
I've also seen them posted up right outside of, like a dispensary. I'm like, y'all are so good at this. Yeah, little Kim Kardashian's in the making.
Well, don't buy from there. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you some scent. I'm gonna get you them scent. Don't worry. Well, I'll get you some scent.
If you come to Philly on Saturday, you can just bring them, so you don't have to pay shipping cost.
Oh my God, I forgot. That's next weekend.
Yeah, but don't feel pressured. It's like we're keeping it so not pressure.
No, that's
even my cousin was like, "What if I don't have time to do dinner? I'm scrambling." I'm like, "It is not about like, I don't want any no." No, like, don't feel any obligations at all. Because then I feel some sort of obligation. Anyway, let's get in to Bravo.
But wait, I think I can come.
Okay.
Okay. We'll chat on Jenna's going to be in Philadelphia next weekend. I actually think I can come. Anywho, I want to talk about, before we talk about Bravo, I want to talk about your thoughts. And I don't know if this is in your outline because I barely looked. No offense.
Okay.
What were your thoughts on Taylor and Travis at the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
That's an eye roll. Oh.
Okay. So I have a few things.
Oh.
I have so many thoughts on this.
Yeah.
I said it last week. I just think that the NFL is doing her dirty because now we're all sick, like so sick of seeing her. And I love Taylor and I love Travis and I want them to be happy, but I don't need the NFL showing me them every 5 minutes because it's annoying. The other thing is I was kind of like, I know I live in San Francisco, but I was really rooting for Detroit and Baltimore. So it's two teams. Actually, every team I rooted for all season has lost. So that's maybe on me. And actually, for us, the Birds had, I think ESPN caught it the most, what did they say? The most epic collapse in NFL history, per ESPN. So it was just a rough season, and I was really rooting for Detroit. I like the underdog. I feel like those were two, Baltimore and Detroit. Yeah. It would have been really cool because it's like, when the team's doing well, the city's doing well, especially in like cities that really like, you know, go all in on their sports. You think about the bars, the small businesses, like the economy gets a boost. So I was kind of bummed. And now I am kind of enjoying all of the Oh, the meme I tried to send you last night about Taylor.
Oh, what? I didn't even know. Yeah, okay.
I know, I couldn't find it. It was like a friend of mine who had posted, so I'm assuming hers is like private. But it was a Fox News headline that said, did you see this?
No.
So it's a Fox News headline that is talking about Taylor Swift's like jet emissions. And someone else commented like, well, we did it, guys. Taylor Swift got Fox News to talk about the planet. And I was like, literally, because this would never be a Fox News headline. And the other thing I'm hearing is that I guess like this is like a Republican nightmare. I don't want to make this political, but like these two teams, because it's like Taylor Swift, who is like, you know, woke and well, whatever. She's more
liberal
on the blue team. Okay. And then San Francisco, who is just the enemy of all Republicans. So it's just that could be that part's kind of fun.
Oh. Well, like, okay.
I don't know. I'm just like, I just want to see less. I'm excited for the season to come to an end so, like, we can maybe see less of them, which we're not going to see less. We're not.
I think it's more like, what did you think of their kiss? What did you think of him calling her Tay?
I'm here for it. I think that they really are in love, and I hope they're happy. Kylie Kelce actually was on – she did an interview with ABC the other day. It was early in the morning.
Yeah, Good Morning America. I saw that.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on? Because I've had strong feelings about her before I even knew who she was. And Brittany Mahomes. I cannot and could never stand her face. Talk about a thirsty bird.
Mahomes brother has like, have you seen like any of that stuff? He's like 86 from like several bars. If anyone doesn't know what 86 means. You're not welcome here ever again.
And he like sexually assaulted a woman in one of them.
Yeah, wasn't he in trial? Like, didn't he actually go to trial or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. She's just an entitled little. She sucks. And I don't like seeing Taylor affiliated.
I kind of think she's bad for Taylor's brand. I was going to say it.
But she's on her.
Bad for the brand.
D-I-C-K so hard that, you know, do we have to like watch our language now that we're more on video? Anyway, those are my thoughts about that. What other pop culture stuff's happening? I feel like pop culture's kind of been like,
I just thought Kylie looked really pretty at that fashion. I liked the white. Hated the hair. Actually, my friend showed me a close. She does hair and showed me a close up of her hair, and I was like, "Oh my god, I didn't even notice her hair," but now I notice it, and it's like actually a mess. Zoom in on that photo of her with Serena Vanderwoodson's mom at the fashion show, and it's really a mess. I wonder what happened there. Maybe they ran out of time.
I'm trying to think if there's any other pop culture stuff. Could you maybe do me a favor and get into Love Island? Because that's where I'm at right now. There's a Love Island All-Stars happening in the winter, and I know you're not into that. But if you could get into that, that would really help me.
Okay, I'll add it. I have so much happening.
Did you see that Hannah Berner got a Netflix special?
And is shooting it in Philly. That means she chose Philly.
She did. Shout out Hannah Berner. I have to say that glow up. I just watching back the seasons of Summer House, that last season that she was on, that she got so much hate for. Like the gaslighting from Kyle, and I know that we're bringing this up. I'm just thinking like with Summer House coming out. Like Kyle was so problematic in that. And when you watch it back, I'm just so happy for what's going on for her. And to see how far she's come and just shout out. Oh, this is what's happening in pop culture.
Real quick about Hannah, it's like maybe she was just too like real for the show, you know?
She couldn't handle
the game of reality TV. Like that was not where it was part of her journey. Yeah, it was part of her journey. I'm sure it helped get her to this point, but maybe she wasn't supposed to be on longer than she was, you know?
Right. I mean, obviously, she's like hitting a million followers, got a Netflix special, traveling all over the world, doing comedy. Yeah. Like, I mean, this catapulted her. Good for her.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but so Justin Timberlake, as you know, he's coming out with a new album. Mm-hmm. And I like got on the bandwagon for a second. Ooh. However, there was a moment that happened a few years back where there was this video that popped up of Justin where he was very intoxicated in New Orleans. And he yes. looked like he was being a little too touchy-feely, that if he was mm-hmm. my husband, I wouldn't like what was happening. Mm-hmm. And that made me not like him as much. It kind of tainted his image for me personally. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff comes out, Britney Spears, guardianship, blah, blah, blah. Justin comes out and apologizes to Britney Spears and says, you know, if I caused any harm or if I didn't stand up for her, et cetera, when her book was coming out and all of that. So last night he was at a performance and he said, I want to take this moment to apologize to absolutely effing no one.
What?
Yes.
I didn't see this. When did this happen?
Last night. And okay, so
very recent.
Brittany basically went out on our Instagram today and was like, oh, you want to apologize to no one? Do you want me to really come out and tell everyone what's going on? Because I can make you go back and cry to your mama like you did the last time. Like, what? Justin Timberlake, check yourself. And then so Bravo and Cocktails in the midst of this starts releasing all of their like shitty stories about Justin Timberlake, basically saying that like every fan encounter with him has been a terrible one. Everybody had like shitty things to say about him. So I was going to go to the Justin Timberlake concert, considered purchasing a ticket. And you know what? I don't like him. He's on my shit list. I'm good. And I'm his demo. So sorry, Justin Timberlake, you lost one. And I don't care. I'm making a stance.
Oh, she's pissed. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that shit.
I didn't catch any of this yet today. Why say anything? What was that? What's the old saying? Like, if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. Like, you kind of got out of this like PR scandal a little bit unscathed. Like, I thought after the book dropped, it was going to be this, like, boom. And it mm-hmm. was a little bit of a, like, a boom. And it wasn't much. And I'm like, okay, keep it moving. Just keep it moving. And he decides to do that. What an arrogant thing to do.
I couldn't agree more. It really, that's exactly what rubbed me the wrong way. It's like, why choose to say what's anything? Like, you're trying to plan your comeback right now. Not to be a, like, no one really gives a shit, dude.
Yeah.
No one really cares. Yeah. Huh. So why don't you just shut up? Keep it trucking.
Why don't you? Justin. Yeah.
Justin, Mr. NSYNC. No okay. one cares. I am, except for the 52 like, million followers you have. But I don't care. There's one
but
less.
I don't care. Here. I do want to get into Bravo.
Fine. Okay.
Okay.
You don't want to talk about Justin Timberlake anymore?
Yeah, he's just not on my radar, which
so okay, good for me. Well, yeah. Should we start with VPR and are we going to talk about Nick Vile's podcast with the two douchebags?
All of the above. I think let's just start with initial thoughts of the episode.
Okay. Do I have to follow your outline? Because you know I'm so
I'll follow the outline. Direction. Just stay with me.
Thank you. Okay. I'll stay with you. You know I'm terrible at following directions.
I'll prompt you.
Okay. Initial thoughts. Initial thoughts were, I think this season's going to be really boring. Mm. I think this is probably going to be, I don't see me caring much longer. Okay. There's nothing that happened. Like, I'm Team Ariana all the way. And other than that, I just, what other storylines are they going to get into? Mm-hmm. What, like, we know that she hates Tom. We know that Tom sucks. We know that Sheena's going to play the victim and pretend like this is all about her. We know that Lala's going to make it all about her. I have a lot to say about Lala.
I have some. We're going to stay with the, yep, keep going.
Yeah. And thank God for James, because James make me pee, like, he's amazing and makes me pee my pants.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
And Bravo's so shady with their editing and,
yes.
and like
it's in the
showing
outline.
the airplanes, showing the airplanes flying over after they show, like they are so shady. It's so good.
Okay, so my initial thoughts were I thought it was a fine episode. I don't think anything like major happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed watching it, obviously. I think Katie looks great. I will say, as much as I can say about how miserable she is, I gotta give her credit for truly, it doesn't seem like she gives a fuck what the audience thinks. And I guess there's something to be said for that. Whereas, like, Ari, or not Ariana, Sheena and Lala care so much that that's all, like, that's annoying to me. I'm like, at least Katie is like not, she's just like being who she is. Her style is true to her. I don't even know what Lala's outfit on Watch What Happens Live. I said that I mentioned it in the meeting yesterday, and that hair. I just am like, I feel like she's keeps trying to do something and then it doesn't land.
Well, she's trying to be like, I'm edgy.
But is
I
that
have
edgy?
my own style.
I don't think
I wear
so.
jumpsuits.
I wear jumpsuit. I'm edgy. That
I
jumpsuit
have.
that she wore to that dinner where she went outside and called Rachel. Do we think she that was her idea, or do we think that was producers?
Okay. Can we go back like 10 steps? I just, because I feel like so many things happened before that. So we hear Lala talking to her mom. Also, the way that her mom and her brother all live, Meek saw her apartment and goes, wow, that's a downgrade. But we're
That's
so happy
unfortunate.
that she's supporting herself. And I always have loved Lala, but for some reason, the last two seasons, I always have loved her, and I loved that she's been able to like say what she wants. But I think there's something that I've seen after she broke up with Randall that she just is more of a talk, like she barks a lot, but there's no bite. And for me, I can't get behind that. Like if you're gonna bark as loud as you're as loud as you are, you better have something to stand on. And for how much she barked about Raquel, regardless of if it was producers or not, and to say that you saw yourself in her and all that, for how loud you barked to come on in your first scene and you're send it to Daryl's shirt to talk about how you got all the money for your house in Palm Springs because of the money that you made off the send it to Daryl sweatshirts. And then you're going to be the first one to reach out. I don't care if production made you do it or not. Like, where's your back to stand on? Where is your, not morals, but like, you're standing on this soapbox. So what is it? Like, you're making all this money off her, and now you're going to try to go against that. Even if production was using you, I just stand your ground or not, because that to me is two-faced.
If I was Bravo, I would be like, because I feel like when we watch Lala on the show, we have not, I mean, I don't want to speak for both of us, but I tend to like her a little bit more than the off-season stuff when she's like constantly yapping in interviews
Yeah,
or on her
for
own
sure.
podcast. And I do think that Bravo probably did sit her down and be like, I think she even mentioned it that they were like, you gotta stop saying so much. Because I mean, I think it's even bad for her brand because it's like I was coming into this season like, oh my God, I can't stand her. Like she's, but like last season I was enjoying her, but then it's like the off season, all the shade towards Rachel and stuff and how she's like a champion for women and mental health and all of this, but then she's doing this at the same time. It's like you kind of can't do it all. And then she comes on screen and I was okay with her. Like it was like fine. I just think that Vanderpump needs to do all of them need to do less in the off season.
Because you're right. If Lala didn't do what she did in the off season, I would believe everything she said. I'd be like, oh, that makes sense. I could see Lala trying to reach out because I don't think Lala's as tough as she acts either.
No.
Like,
I didn't like that about her, actually. Like, I don't know why she plays this, like, what, like, why does she like being a pit bull like that? I don't, I
it's
just,
a protection mechanism. It's like
I
that's
know, but
just her
it's just like
protection.
so
It's not believable.
It comes off really ugly to me. Like, even the way that she'll, like, when she, like, puts her finger up and her nails are so long, I'm like, this ain't it. Like, this is unattractive. And you're a pretty girl.
But I think that, too, is what I've seen in the last 2 years after Randall. I used to believe when she was putting her finger up with her nails that she had the follow through with that. And because she doesn't, like, I give her less credit. I'm like, if you don't have the, you don't have the backing. So I think this is just, I don't care if production had her up to this. I didn't like it. Yeah. I did not like it. This whole situation too, with Tom and Ariana living in the same house together.
I have thoughts. Okay. First of all, both of them need to get that room cleaned. Both of them need to clean the room.
There's so much stuff in the room.
Oh. I do think it's probably a lot of PR boxes I don't know how often she's home or whatever. Okay, let's get into the whole Ariana bit real quick. Yeah. 10 to 11 days after having her whole life sort of blow up and then finding this guy Daniel, are you even processing?
When she said 10 to 11 days, like, I, from social media, thought it was like 30 to 45 days and still thought that that was soon.
Business days too.
Business days. Yes. Monday through Friday. Like, not, because I was putting it together. Like, okay, they broke up in the beginning of March. Then they were at Coachella, which is like the beginning of April. That's like 30 days. Maybe they met like a week before that, but
10, 11 days is like, you can't process anything. I mean, you can't even get a delivery, really. I mean, if you're getting...
No, you don't even have time to, like, cut your hair or, like, do something drastic. I
mean, a bank transfer takes 2 days, like, 2 to 3 business days. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm like, I think maybe she's, like, in it right now. And I think after Chicago, it would be... I mean, it'll be hard to, like, turn down opportunities, but I do think once things slow down, she'll have a moment to, like, come out of this and be like, okay, wait, what is happening? Because it's probably really nice to have some sort of comfort by her side right now through the Dancing with the Stars and then Chicago and her book tour. She's spending a lot of time in New York. So it's like, I could see how you would get wrapped up in that. But I do think when everything slows down, she might have to take a beat and be like, wait, I need to be alone for a minute. I need to catch my breath and see, where do I want to live? What are my priorities? What do I want to do next? Like, all of these things. And you can't have, I just don't think it would be smart for her to have, like, a guy in the situation kind of influencing some of that.
I completely agree. And I hope. We talked a lot about what it would have been like, how much fun it would have been for her to be single this season. And I just also hope for her mental health. Like, again, being 10, 11 days, you're going to cling to anything in those first few days because it's chaotic. And her life was blown up.
Yeah. And the media attention, the paparazzi, like, all of it was...
And Lala said something too. She's like, I question everyone's intentions. I question his intentions. And it's like, she's not wrong. Yeah.
He doesn't quite seem like the guy that would be like, you know, trying to get like fame out of her. But I see where that hesitation could come from. The other thing, again, Team Ariana all day, but just sell the damn house. If he wants to pay you, I guess he offered $1 million over. Just take it. Like, what do you even care?
I don't think that's how that. I do not believe for a second that's how that went. Somebody explained it.
Even in the episode, like, oh, what? And he gets the house and I have to move? Like, so what if you have to be
You're going to have to move anyway if you sell the house. Yeah.
And it's like,
is she doing
care? Like, that house isn't, like, you know, one of a kind. Like, it looks like every other farmhouse in all of... You know, all of LA.
I also, like, if you're doing that for spite, that's only going to affect
just
you.
Just call it. Just, like, wash your hands of it, walk away, never think about it, let him have the house.
They showed the first 7 minutes of next week and with his assistant. I think it's what you sent me.
I saw a second of that.
It was the most cringeworthy thing I've ever
seen. Did she quit?
Yeah, she quit.
Yeah.
With the assistant where they're going back and forth about hosting a party. And the assistant's like, can he host a party? And she's like, absolutely not. He can't host a party. And she's like, okay. Like her job is to solely go in between the two of them.
I hope she's getting paid out. I'll tell you what. And you know, she's like not making money worth that.
No. What do you think? Like $25 an hour? Like, God, it's torture. Anything else that came out of this? Like, I wasn't... I'll tell you one thing. Like, Lisa Vanderpump doesn't need to be at TomTom for me.
That's funny. Yeah. Yesterday, do you listen to the Dan and Pellegrino's podcast?
I did for a minute, but I didn't.
Oh, my God. Stopped. He cracks me up. The way that he talks about Schwartz and his Shoeless Schwartz, that's what he calls him. He's like, why isn't he ever wearing shoes? But he had mentioned, he brought up the Lisa of it all, and he was like, yeah, like, let's do less. Like, we don't need, okay, so, like, I don't know if you noticed, but they finally changed the opening credits. Todd's not in it anymore.
Thank God.
And then, like, it's, yeah, like, Lisa, you're good. We don't really need you in the show anymore.
No, to sit there with all the 30-year-old girls, like, and toasting champagne.
Those scenes... feel so you're like produced. Oh yep, produced like,
so produced.
Without
like,
her in the scenes, yeah, right. Without her in the scenes, you can almost start believing like, okay, this is not produced, this is their real lives and cameras just happen to be there. And then Lisa comes and you're like, nope, no, this is a show, this is a
like
produced reality show.
Oh, like Lala wants to talk to you about bringing Rachel back into the mix.
Like,
I also have to say, I thought it was Ariana referring to Raquel as Rachel in her interviews, I kind of was like, snaps to you for being the bigger person. I kind of thought that. Also, watching her go to TomTom, that like I could feel that anxiety she was feeling. Mm-hmm. That couldn't have been fun. I didn't like that. And Tom Schwartz, he just seems like a lost puppy dog. Like he doesn't know where.
Yeah.
That's like right around the time we saw him too.
Yeah. And I watched it with a friend and I did say, I was like, even, I mean, I know we talked about it on here before, but when we did see him, you could tell that like,
defeated.
He was like kind of going, he was like, all right, I have to show face here pretty much every night. I have to be on, I have to be the guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm really like, I'm just so associated with Sandoval and I have to, this is a business that we're running.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Sheena, top of it all, I do wish Schwartz would just walk away. Like Sandoval is like not even, I know they have a deep friendship, but it's like, he really screwed you over. And it's like, I feel like is he really bringing value to your life?
So we're going to talk about Nick Vile's podcast where they both were on.
Really weird.
And so I also just want to say, Sheena, this ain't about you. Sandoval was not about you.
Her ability to make every single thing about her is.
It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. It is a gift. If she had to put special talent or like find a special talent for the talent show, like that would be it. Girl, what is your special talent? It's making an Ozempic joke about me or saying, like, she talked about Scandoval 3 times being about her and Ariana didn't even.
Yeah. She is really, if I was Ariana, I'd be like, girl, let's kick it back. Like, this is not about you. But.
Right.
Yeah, Sheena is hard. She's hard. She's tough to watch. Like, I understand having that ability to make everything about yourself is probably great for, I mean, it's great for reality TV because here we are talking about it. But I wonder how Brock feels about it. Like, I wonder if he gets, like, annoyed that she's always making everything about her.
Yeah, well, TBD. I mean, there's a person for everyone.
Yeah.
There's a person for everyone. Okay, so talking about the podcast. So I was listening to this podcast in the gym, and the first 10 minutes where Nick Viall is calling Tom Sandoval, and Tom Sandoval literally isn't there at the podcast.
But Schwartz is there, yes?
Schwartz is there, just okay. sitting there, making small talk, basically saying, like, I'm not Sandoval. Don't take this out on me. I'm not him. I'm a different person.
Why were they both there at the same time? Why not do two separate interviews?
I don't know. Maybe because they don't have enough interesting things to say on their own. And I honestly, I can't. Schwartz was like, they were trying to like push him on Katie. And he just said, me and Katie are in a really good spot right now. I don't really want to talk about that. So he didn't get into a lot about Katie, which is fair. I respected that.
I don't know if we need to hear anything.
That's what he said.
I have no curiosity.
Me neither. And he said we talked. None. And he said,
I'm not curious what their dynamic's like. I don't know. I don't care about anything regarding the two of them together.
It all seems so amicable. And I just think, you know, cool.
Yeah.
So Schwartz just was trying to say keep it separate, but at the same time continuing to stick up for Sandoval, continuing to stick up for him, and then said, I'm not a Sandoval apologist while being a Sandoval apologist. So that was interesting. It got weird.
So why was he late?
Oh, he just said how late was he was probably 20 to 30 minutes late. Maybe okay, they cut
I thought
some...
I heard an hour.
But they might have cut stuff.
Yeah.
And it was so uncomfortable because they called him on air and he answered when Schwartz called him. And he said, like, oh, I was hanging out with someone. And then he said, like, oh, it's just because I can't sleep because all the stress from this. He just made excuse after excuse.
It sucks.
And Schwartz said, which is exactly what it is. He's like, the biggest thing that Sandoval does is he does whataboutism. And so every time Nick asked him a question to, like, get into the nitty-gritty, he'd be like, well, what about – he said, why are you late for my podcast? And he's like, well, you were late for my podcast. He's like, no, I wasn't. And Nick and Sandoval's like, yeah, you were late for my podcast. He's like, no, I wasn't. You told me to be there at this time. You didn't give me a time. He's like, dude, you were an hour late. And he like goes through his text messages and he's like, I absolutely wasn't late for your podcast. What are you talking about?
I don't think he would be late for his podcast.
And Sandoval is just, he said, and Nick Viall was like, I believe you think I was late for your podcast, which is kind of the like,
the
strange
issue
thing about all of this, but I
totally
wasn't late for your podcast.
Uh-huh.
And Schwartz hit it on the head, like, you have whataboutism. It's like he's never reflective, and then he starts doing his like almost cry voice. We're like, oh my god, I'm almost gonna pretend like I'm crying the whole time. And this is what he said. He said, I hadn't had sex in almost a year, and then Rachel came in front of me in like that Varsity Blues when they're in the whipped cream bikini scene. What was I supposed to do, man?
He's digging himself. He's like, you know what? The grave's not deep enough. Let's go another 6 feet under.
He really thought that was a reason. And I'm like, this guy. And he's doing like the almost cry. He's like, I was treated so bad and she said such mean things
then
to me.
Then break up.
And also, like, it's probably because you suck. He's like, I need a latte every morning.
That's the issue too, is like
the bare minimum.
I do think that she was really mean to him and like probably talked down to him all the time. I mean, we've seen it.
Jen.
I know.
Jim.
I do wonder, like, why not? Why didn't she break up with him? Or I don't, like, they seemed wrong for the last couple years.
Well, that was the funny thing, too, is that Tom Sandoval said, like, I think Tom and Ariana were, like, the epitome of couple goals. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't.
Wow.
Before this, not like, no, thank you.
She found him cringe.
And you could see that in the last few years. Almost like how Kyle is looking at Mauricio right now.
Yes. Yes. Like,
which is fine. But it's also when you're with somebody for a really long time, sometimes you just can't figure out the dynamics to get out. And like, obviously that's where they were.
Yeah.
Everyone should have broken up with each other. They did. Yeah. This happened. But Tom, take some responsibility. That's all. No responsibility was taken.
I did hear the clips of him being like, well, dude, like, dude. Dude, like, dude, like, Varsity Blues, dude, And I was listening because Danny Pellegrino like replayed some of it on his podcast, and I was in the shower just cracking up. I was like, this guy is something else. The thing that kind of does annoy me, and I know it's reality show and we have to watch, and like we watch it, and this is what makes some of these shows, but I do hate that we give him that he has a platform to even exist. Yeah. It's like so annoying. I'm like, this guy is like really he's the pits. He sucks. Like, he's just not
He sucks and is so good for reality TV, unfortunately.
I need to know. No, he's not. I need to know, do they not have PR teams? Like, I thought that they were assigned PR.
Yeah, but he's beyond what a PR team. And that was the other thing. Tom Schwartz the whole time was like, I don't think you should say that, dude. I don't think you should say that, dude. They should They should do a dude count on that episode.
Yeah, you
got to
drink. Take a shot for it. Oh, my God, you'd be hammered. Don't drive. I just don't understand, like, why Schwartz was the one there. Yeah, like, that's not good for his brand either. Like, let this guy bomb on his own.
This is one thing I'm going to say. Tom Schwartz basically said that Schwartz and Sandy's, they're considering even renaming it because he basically, to me, what he said, I don't know if it's like shut down temporarily or what's going on, but he said, we're doing a full rebrand of our music program. Tom's a silent partner. He said, we got shit on.
That's so silent. If you just told us he's a silent partner.
And his name's in the company.
And the biggest argument, one of the last big arguments that we saw on screen between Katie and Schwartz, Katie did not agree with that name. She was like, I think it's a bad name. She was riding so hard saying this is a bad name. And she was only looking out for Schwartz as she was doing it. She wasn't looking out for Sandoval. She was looking out for Schwartz. Like, she saw that he was going to get ran right over. And it's imagining, exactly,
and she's laughing now. And imagine your partner was trying to go into business with Tom Sandoval. I would lose my mind. I think the one thing that I saw that I really loved last night was Katie and Ariana's dynamic.
I never got that close to Katie because Sandoval always sort of convinced me to keep her at arm's length. And I like that it was easy to assume that that was what's going on, but I liked hearing her say that.
For sure. And to me, you can just see their bond. Katie also is like, I liked how Katie was calling out Lala at the end, basically saying like, it's not the same situation just because you were in it. It doesn't mean you have to go and call Rachel just because you feel this connection. Katie's like, it's not the, oh, it was so good. It was so good. We'll see what happens. I think there's going to be, we'll see.
I feel like I keep talking about Danny's podcast. I just love it. But he did. And I also just listened to it late last night. But he was like, the thing with these shows, he's like, you know how we kept seeing commercials for the Valley Village or whatever it's called? Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, I think let's get the flagship not on shaky ground before we start doing spinoffs. And I was like, you're so right. Because he talked a little bit about Winterhouse too. And he's like, Summer House has never been on like so stable grounds that it needed a spinoff. And I was like, you're kind of
interesting.
Right. Yeah.
The first few seasons were good, but after COVID for all of these shows, just ain't it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see Vanderpump. Like, what are we going to care about next season?
I could follow Ariana and Katie, but that's kind of about it.
Yeah, and what can we follow them doing, though?
And, their other friends, like, Katie, Ariana, Brad. Who's that other guy that's always there?
Rob.
Not
even
Rob.
Kyle. Bring the gays involved, for God's sake. Like, let's get this party started.
Yeah. But if Ariana has this boyfriend, it's like, that's not, you know, super fun.
No. No. Yeah.
But I could watch Katie. I would love to see the guys Katie's dating, like down in LA. Like, And it seems like she's dating quite a few, and she's running through this Rolodex, and I would love to see them.
That's the only thing. They only show the one girl that her and Tom are both.
I know. Like, maybe the other people didn't sign off.
Yeah. Anywho, what do we got next?
We could chat a little bit about Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
I like Beverly Hills. I like that they're still, I think, too, off after coming all this stuff with Salt Lake City. Vanderpump or Beverly Hills is like the, it just, especially after watching Roni from the beginning, the Beverly Hills is money and wealth and it's like aspirational. And it's just like fun to see. Like, I just like them. I like the show. That's all.
Yeah.
I love Garcelle and Erica together. I could watch those two for hours. I would love to go out with them one night.
Oh my God. Erica being drunk was probably like, she was different drunk than last year drunk. Still.
She's in a bag, a Ziploc bag.
Basically played everyone, just being like, yeah, he's in a bag. I have to talk about the most awkward thing that made me cringe in that episode was the woman from Philadelphia, as we are from Philadelphia, bringing up Beanie Siegel.
Okay, let's talk about it.
We're from Philadelphia. I believe her words were, which made me cringe, oh, I'm from Philadelphia. The land of Beanie Siegel, I think she said.
That's what she said, exactly.
The verbatim. Land of Beanie Siegel. Philadelphia, there, like, there's Meek Mill. Beanie Siegel is like, he was a rapper that, I mean, I know because of how old I am.
I don't.
But, like, Beanie Siegel? The land of Beanie Siegel? He's not that popular. He's, like, there was this group of rappers from Philly at that time, and Freeway was included, and Freeway and Beanie used to come in the restaurant we worked at, and I told you that when we started, and you didn't even know who they were, even though they always came in.
Freeway would.
Yeah, and Beanie would come, too. Actually, I don't know if Beanie did. He might have been locked up then. See, and this is the thing. No, but Beanie wasn't as... Beanie got popular and then got locked up for a really long time. But my point being is that Philly is not the land of Beanie Siegel. There's so many other big rappers.
Yeah.
Do you think this crowd knows about Beanie Siegel?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
I don't think Garcelle knew.
I also think, like, Erica was, like, maybe saying she knew, but, like, maybe Meek Mill. Like, Meek Mill has bigger hits. He dated Nicki Minaj. We could say that Meek Mill.
There's Will Smith.
Like, I was going to say Will Smith.
The Fresh Prince.
They're of the era, but, like, saying Philly is the land of Beanie Siegel.
Actually, I'm going to disagree, it would have been so easy to connect the dots since Garcelle went on dates with Will Smith.
Will Smith.
You know?
I was cringing. And, like, know your audience. Your audience. This wasn't it.
Yeah, that was not it.
Like, why did they even put that in there?
Yeah.
I just was like, ugh.
But I was glad Philly got a shout out, you know?
Yeah.
Always here for a Philly shout out.
We love a Philly shout out.
I like that there was some resolve in this episode. Dorit and Garcelle seem to have buried their hatchet.
Yeah.
Anna Marie or Anne Marie. I feel like they're always calling her different names, so I'm also calling her different names. Her and Crystal figured their stuff out. I know you don't like it's Crystal.
Annoying.
She's kind of, like, growing on me.
I don't like Crystal, but I don't like Anne Maria.
Oh, I absolutely don't like her. She's obviously a one season, and that's the end of that. Andy Cohen made a comment on Watch What Happens Live about, like, waiting for you. Like, sometimes I don't like the way he hypes things up because I just think he's wrong.
Okay.
Like, he was like, yeah, wait till you see the rest of the season, like, with Anne Marie. Like, you might change your minds. And we might, but, like, it seemed like he was referencing this trip, and I feel like this is what he was referencing. And I was like, I mean, I don't. Like, my mind's not, like, so changed. Like, I still feel the same about her. I mean, that's great. She helped Crystal. Like, that's the, I don't.
Yeah, but what did she, yeah, no, that didn't do anything.
He was trying to make it seem like, I'll have to find the clip and send it, but he was just like, yeah, well, wait till you see what happens with that. You know how he can do that? Like, he can kind of hype things up, and sometimes he's right, and sometimes he's just really, really off.
Yeah, I just, she ain't it. She ain't it for me.
No, she ain't it. She's just really not it. But I like when there's an episode of Resolve, and there was almost no yelling. In this episode?
Of course. I know. Of course you like it. Can we
but
talk
even
about
the
chef?
Last week that the Miami stuff was getting a
yeah,
little
but that,
like.
You're right.
Too screaming.
Can we talk about these chefs? Father son duo? I don't know who
I actually
I'd take.
Think the chef, like the dad, and Garcelle would look very good together.
Very good
like,
together.
Like they look matched and made beautiful. It. And I'm like, wait, let's do this. Let's get this going.
I yeah. love Garcelle. Like I said, she's up there for my top five.
She is
all
my
time.
Top. Yeah. She is my number one.
I heard this question asked, and I think I might have asked it on here before, but if you had to I heard Stassi ask it to Paige. If you uh-huh. had to steal a housewife's wardrobe or anyone on Bravo's wardrobe, who would you steal?
Erin's from New Roni. It's like the
that's
laid
exactly
back
who
kind
I
of
thought.
For me?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, I like her. It's like laid back. It feels a little effortless, like not trying too hard. I never want to be... I don't ever want to walk into a room and, like, everyone, like, notice what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
But I also want it to, like, maybe someone subtly is like, oh, I like her outfit, and, like, thinks it in their head and keeps it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. How about you?
Who do you think?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Sai?
She would be up there. Danielle. I love Danielle's style.
I just don't.
Yeah. I love how she can mix and match. Yeah, I love
what
her style.
What would be your pick of all of Bravo?
Because I'm not someone who's, to your point, like, I'm not going out there and, like, in yeah. a sequin or a, yeah, like, yeah. pink or yeah. a... Yeah, like, who else would you put me in?
Yeah, yeah. So true.
A Sai. Sai would be someone else. I mean, if I could pull off Jenna Lyons outfits, sure, go ahead.
I
but
could
like,
see you
no.
back in like Sai's closet.
Yeah, yeah. Sai, yeah. I love Sai's clothes. But yeah. she even to me is like, yeah, I mean, her closet's dreamy.
Dreamy.
yeah, I think I said Sai before too.
Yeah, you did.
But Danielle is someone who I feel like age appropriate. Yeah. She doesn't like, I don't get like dressed up. I'm not, you know, I yeah. want to be able to like elevate a casual look. Did I just
well,
say those words? What the hell
let's,
am I talking
put a pin in Danielle for a second because we'll get to that towards the end.
Oh my God. Wait,
yeah, so
what?
Let's just put a pin in that for a second. Okay, do we? Yeah. Is there anything else we want to chat about with Beverly Hills? I mean, there was another awkward phone call with Mauricio, the FaceTime where
wait,
she couldn't see
him. I actually thought it made me, okay, that made me less awkward. I felt less awkward about it because okay. it said Mauricio or my love bean. Did you see that?
I didn't. Did it not say that before?
I don't know, but I don't know. It just.
I'm assuming you've seen this stuff online right now. Like they both have like, I guess Morgan Wade has like cleared any photos of Kyle yeah, off her Instagram.
But they're saying that's just, she cleared all of her photos. There's only two things Got on it. Her Instagram and it's about new music that's coming out.
Got it. Why do they do that? Why do celebrities do that? What is the point?
I mean, look at the press it's got her, so it's done yeah, the right
okay.
thing.
Well, we just answered what the point is, so there's that.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so I know exactly why now.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I want to talk about Danielle so bad.
I hope that, well, Jeff Lewis was saying that I think this was either on his podcast or Watch What Happens Live, that when he said that he was like at a party or something with Kyle and Morgan and was really paying attention yeah. to their dynamic. And he said that he didn't get more than friend vibes.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of interesting because, you know, he would be the first one to be like, and then this happened and this is what they were like and the energy and like would be spilling all of the tea.
It's and also like all eyes are on them at this point. So like,
yeah.
They're not going to do it do it. I mean, I also don't care.
I don't care either. The more I watch, too, the more I kind of don't think anything, like, super romantic.
I read a blind that said that, quote unquote, allegedly, yeah, that there was this affair that he had where he had this love child. She just found out about it. They separated. They were going to separate, see if they could make it work. And because of his recent behavior, she is less like she's making bigger decisions that she might not move forward with it. She said on Jeff Lewis Live, like, hey, we're still living together. We're still trying to make it work. We're in therapy.
Do you think that their love child thing is real?
I just feel like you never know. I mean, I get ski vibes from him. Creep vibes.
The other thing, too, with these blinds, like, we've been following these blinds for probably a couple years now, and a lot of them end up, like, things that you are, like, not a chance in hell. This is, like, someone just blabbing about. And then it's true. They're, like, all true.
A lot of times. A lot of times.
Yeah, I would say, like, 90% of the time these things are, you know, pretty accurate.
Yeah. I mean, you never know, but
yeah,
that's does like it a far-fetched.
Buying Beverly Hills, any of this?
No.
No.
No. But I also saw a blind today that said that Andy was on a plane and he was crying at the finale of Beverly Hills because of whatever it covers on Mo and Kyle. Yeah. I want to talk about Danielle. I don't care about Miami. Yeah. Okay.
This is us wrapping up Beverly Hills and moving on to Watch What Happens Live with...
Because of Amy's ADD.
So Joe Bradley from Southern Hospitality was on Watch What Happens Live with Luann, which so shady because Bravo totally, like, stopped.
Totally.
This is someone was, shady. Whoever does the planning for this said, ha ha.
Like, <"Mwah." laughs>
yeah, they were sitting back there somewhere watching this unfold. Like, this is gonna stir something up, and they did their job.
So, next day, all the blinds start coming through to, okay, so when we talk about blinds, Jenna and I are always talking about Bravo and Cocktails. If you do not follow Bravo and Cocktails and you listen to this podcast or you watch even a little bit of Bravo, you absolutely have to do it. Buy the subscription. Yeah. It's worth the, $80 a year? Yeah. Like, save your pennies. It's worth it. I think you can pay it monthly, whatever. So a blind comes through that says after Watch What Happens Live, a group of people went out. Joe Bradley slept at Luann's house and they slept together. Now, Danielle then comes out and is like, absolutely not. Joe Bradley comes out, is like, absolutely not.
But then deleted it, right?
Then deleted it. Then Bravo and Cocktails comes out and goes, 100% happened. Joe Bradley posts something about Watch What Happens, or Luann posts something about Watch What Happens Live. Joe Bradley comments, Luann comments a kissy face. In the midst of this, Danielle's like going hard that this didn't happen. Danielle was at the taping. So I'm texting with Bravo and Cocktails, like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, hear that, guys? Exclusives.
I was like, what the hell's going on? And she's like, she was at the taping, but she wasn't there after. And I was like, this is weird. Danielle does not give me the vibes to, like, let her man go out without her vibes.
No, we saw her in Winterhouse. Like, Alex couldn't leave the room without her having a full-blown panic attack.
Like, I wasn't getting those vibes. So
unless she had something, like, you know, really important to do the next day, which is possible. I mean, this is like where she lives and works.
So I don't know if you saw this, but this gave me the cringiest vibes of anything in the whole world. Next day, Joe, like, she's plugging Southern Hospitality, which is Joe Bradley's show, on her Instagram. Like, here's something to talk about. Weird.
Yeah.
And then he posts a clip or he like had pictures from his trip in New York and he posts them and they're all like a bunch of like douchey guys doing like stupid douchey guys like, oh, let me pretend like I have my hat off.
I got it. Yeah.
Here's me like walking and then bleh, yeah. whatever.
I can't.
And he posts the pictures and she writes, now this woman is 35 years old, writes no photo cred on his picture.
The thing that was also weird is before Watch What Happens
Live. That doesn't cringe you out? Like, you don't have any reaction to that? I wanted to die.
It was so intentional to try and be like, still here. But the thing that was super weird, too, is did you see that article that came out before Watch What Happens Live about, like, Joe Bradley saying, like, they're pumping the brakes? Like, that was such a weird article. It was super weird.
So weird. Like, oh, I think we started too hot and have it. It was like in People Magazine or Us or something, which means it's like a legitimate source. They have to get those quotes.
Really had that conversation. Like, did he not know that that was an on the record conversation? It seems a weird interview to give and then bring that girl you're talking about to your Watch What Happens Live taping, right?
And then there was like another blind in Bravo and Cocktails that basically said he's just doing all this for the fame and the attention. I mean, not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, aren't they all to some degree doing that?
Apparently then after this, he's been scrubbed or she's been scrubbed from the social. Like, this ain't it, Danielle. I want her to be with someone. This is like one of those moments where she's gonna, I think, look back and kind of cringe at herself. And I don't want this.
And we all have those moments. That is for sure.
Trust and believe.
Just we don't bury it in the back of your brain and never tap into it. That's what I do. I'm like, it's in there, but I don't want it to be.
No. I'm excited for
that one of sorry, not to make this about me. I feel like Sheena. But I'm so happy that like my year of like real like embarrassment, cringe-worthy moments, like no one was like, no, I didn't have anyone close in my life to really like witness most of it. Like it was kind of like in the dark.
Are you talking shit on me? I can't tell.
No. You met the cringiest person I've ever really hung around. But I mean, like at that time, I didn't have a lot of close friends here. So I was like, I was flailing on my own mostly, which I feel I'm really grateful for that. I don't need anyone holding it over my head. Like I've done it enough myself.
I had like a full 2 years of like a front row audience of all of my closest friends. Yeah, still bring it up. It was so fun. So fun. Anywho, I feel like we covered a lot. I'm looking forward to Winter House a bunch. I need Paige back.
Winter
on my screen.
House? You mean Summer House?
Or Summer House. Oh my God, Summer House. Summer House also
paused.
Yeah. Summer House also gets me through the winter in like, okay. I'm excited. Summer's like, coming. I need a shore house. Summer's coming. Yeah. So, yeah. To all of our friends who are listening, tell your friends about us. We're going to be doing some new fun things on social media, we think. Follow us. Yeah. Tell your friends to like us. Tune in every Friday. We're going to be relaunching on Fridays. Sorry to confuse y'all.
We're doing a rebrand. This is exciting. We're very
official. Yeah. Tune in next week. We'll be back for more. Until then, friends, we'll see you then.
Okay, bye.